Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
KLDC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Try this in every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5 KLDC.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Can I tell you the thought, not just for myself, not just for you, Michaela, not just for you, Adrian, but for everybody, because I'm seeing it already.
Tell me.
Listen, no matter how you feel right now, waking up today, don't say anything, or at least, good Lord, don't put it in print, that you're going to regret later.
Don't get fired.
Don't get fired.
Don't move on emotion, baby.
It's not worth.
That's solid advice.
I don't want to start preaching here, but man, if you're calling people names, you might be part of the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In general, and that's everybody. That is not a partisan statement.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, dude. It was like one time somebody was, you know, ripping a political party, and I went, "You're talking about my dad. You know what I mean? You're talking about my grandfather." Now, I may agree with what you're saying to a certain extent, but
sure. But
slow down, Chief. This is generational.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just put your phone down, babe. If you're feeling the emotions, it's like a little breakup and we get it, but just walk away.
I wanna popularize the day after the election being put your phone down Wednesday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I was scrolling through, and there were a lot of people that I truly love on both sides of the equation.
Yeah.
That I was like, ew.
Totally.
Like,
I just have to tell you, to be completely honest,
yeah,
I'm just happy it's over.
Well. Tell everybody what that. I handed something to Michaela a second ago, and she was like,
"I feel seen."
Please share. Just do that first two sentences.
Okay. Well, 28% of Americans feel the same exact way that I do. Now, I do care who wins and who doesn't, but
yeah, sure.
People don't even care at this point. They're just 28% are happy it's over.
A last minute poll they did yesterday. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Over the weekend, nearly a third of people. You're just like, let's just be done.
Yeah.
Because, well, and here's the thing. And this is not a political show. We don't do that. We're not doing that. And trust and believe, we could have filled yesterday all the different people that wanted to come on and go, We're not partisan. We just want to remind people to vote. Yeah, thanks. Sure. Yeah, thanks. We know what you're doing. I forget what I was going to say. Number of people, we were talking about people that wanted to be, that wanted to come on.
Yeah. And try
well, I don't know. We're just fine.
Well, listen, I saw this face. Can I tell you one funny thing? I saw this Facebook post that said, thank you everybody for allowing me to sway your vote. I'm so happy that everyone listened to me.
That's right.
And it was so funny.
That's right.
And it was taken really well because everyone, I think, felt like that. They were like, listen, there's no more amount of talking that's going to sway my vote. And honestly, people have their, not selfishly, but kind of selfishly, we're all kind of going through it in our own personal way. And we're just like, okay, America, do your thing. Like, I got to take care of some stuff.
That's what I was going to say. Just keep this in mind this morning, no matter how you're feeling too. 2016 to 2020, you're still here.
Yeah.
You're fine. And 2020 to 2024, you're still here. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's had a piece of it that maybe they didn't like so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine.
Yeah.
We'll get through it together. Okay, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to talk about that anymore. Here's Kenny Swim.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this.
On 98.5 KLUC.
First pick is fascinating to me today. Jared has been kind enough to weigh in, and thank you to all the guys listening in the shop right now. I don't know if they're there this early, but, you know. I own a local small business with just a few employees.
Cool.
Yesterday, so on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of my employees asked me about our policy on time off for bereavement. His 12-year-old Bichon passed away last night on Monday.
Aww.
So he wrote, yeah. He's lived alone with his dog for a while, the employee, who he named, and I'm protecting the guilty.
Okay.
he's lived alone with his dog for a while, wants to have a funeral on Saturday. He's asking if he could take the rest of the week, Thursday and Friday, and Monday off. Monday's Veterans Day, so they're closed.
Okay,
closed anyway, but.
Great.
But I don't know. It sounds like they're working,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. He wants to take the rest of the week, Thursday, Friday, and Monday off to grieve for the dog. I understand how troubling it can be when a pet dies, but is basically a whole week off justified? We listen to you guys in the shop all the time. That's how I knew.
Thanks, guys.
We listen to you guys in the shop all the time and usually agree. It's my favorite part of this. And usually agree with some part of what y'all come up with.
As long as it's some part.
I say, you know, you can find common ground.
Yeah, let's take what we can get.
If elected, I will bring us to common ground. Oh, wait, it's too late for that. Damn it.
Try again in 4 years, babe.
I'm always a day late. I'm the guy that shows up to the meeting and goes, you know what we should have done? So Jared says, should he give him the time? It's going to put us in a pretty big bind.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I'm not the right guy to ask.
Tell me why.
Well, my family was, my mom would say every day can be your birthday. Every day is Christmas.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? If there's stuff to do, Christmas we held holy.
Sure.
You know, no pun intended, but you know, we did.
Yeah.
Christmas was, you didn't mess
sacred.
With it. Sacred. You didn't mess with it.
Right.
But.
Every other day.
I got to be honest. You know how some people take a week off for their birthday? Like my mom was like, you got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday, we'll celebrate your birthday on Saturday, you know, or whatever.
Sure.
So I grew up a little different with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost, my wife lost, she loved Sheffrey more than me.
Sheffrey,
he was little white. You know the Caesar, the food?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I swear to God, that's him. I swear it is. And she loved that dog like nothing else.
Yeah.
And he passed during toy drive.
Oh my God. Oh God.
And literally it was the one time. It's a true story. I'll pull back the curtain on this. It was the one time that I said, you know what? It's 11 o'clock at night. You're at Troppin Durango. I could be there in 15 minutes. Nobody would be the wiser.
Yeah.
I'll go. I'll do it. you know what? I'll come and see you.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back. I'll be back by what? 2-3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. No, nobody will ever know.
Sure.
My wife said, nope, I'm coming to you because it doesn't matter anyway. You know, what are you, this is going to bring the dog back? No.
Yeah.
And you would never be able to look anybody in the eye ever again and tell them that you don't come down from there.
Sure.
Because you would know it was a lie.
Yeah, Amy's good like that. You guys are good like that.
Yeah.
You know, I lost a dog 2 years ago. I'd never lost a dog that I loved so much. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand dog people necessarily.
Oh, right. You didn't get why people got so upset.
I didn't get it. Yeah. Let me tell you, yeah. I had the firsthand experience. It was a nightmare.
Well, and that all being said, my answer may not be what you think. Because you know who's playing this incorrectly?
Who?
Let's call him Chris. Okay. Let's just call him Chris. The employee. The employee's not playing it right. The employee's not thinking clear.
Yeah.
I have a solution. I have a way through.
Okay.
We'd like to hear from you. 702-364-9898. Tyler, the Creator tickets today? I think so.
Let's
Why
go.
Don't we do that? Tickets for Tyler, the Creator, the Chromacopia, the World Tour, album debuted at number one. It's a big deal. Special guest, Lil Yachty in Paris, Texas, MGM Grand Garden Arena, Friday, March 7th. You want your tickets right now? 702-364-9898. You said Charlie XCX, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Here's maybe. Oh, there it is. There it is. As promised, it's your first pick. Call us now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who we got?
Yolanda Lake Teen from Washington and Jones.
Oh, yeah, over there by the... Oh, do you play soccer?
No. Well, I mean, you know, back in the old days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably played against Michaela on those fields over there.
Chavigators.
How are you doing, girl?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm sure you did. That's y'all's hood.
Yeah.
Do you play pickleball? Do they have pickleball courts there?
They do, but I don't play pickleball. No, you know, I'm a lifter. I'm more of like I like lifting. I like being in the gym.
Yeah, same girl.
Wait, are you guys twins?
Yeah, I think this is my best friend.
You know,
friend.
Maybe. I don't know.
I know. This is almost weird. Okay, so Jared has a small business, and there's just a few employees. One of the guys in the shop lost his dog, 12-year-old Bichon. They're adorable.
Right.
Man, so
they're adorable.
Of course.
And he's wrecked. And he wants to take the rest of the week off. And then I think they get Monday anyway for Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jared's like, should I give him the time off? So if you're in Jared's shoes, what do you do?
You know, I think it depends on how good of an employee he is. Like, where I work, if I had bereavement, we were pretty flexible. But if he's like a good employee, he never takes time off, rarely asks for time, I don't see a problem with it. You know, you want to keep good staff. You want to keep good employees. And if this is something that really means that much to him, I feel like somebody else or someone in the shop should say, you know, he never asks for these kind of things. Let's give him a break. Let's pull it together. We could do this.
Why? Here's my...
Love that.
On the other side? Yeah, and for Jared, that's what I would tell him too. Like, are you willing to die on this hill?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Because
right.
This guy might quit over this. You never know.
True,
and it would certainly.
You never
be,
know.
Yeah, and then here's the one thing that I know though is the guy's coming to ask about the bereavement policy, so he wants to have some backup. He knows he's in the. He knows he's pushing it. You know what I mean? You know,
I mean, bereavement policy, that's a little much.
Right? It doesn't cover dogs.
I mean, I would just take it more of a just, you know, how close this dog was to me. This is family to me. And I just want to see what you can work out with me type of thing.
But
I don't know if I'd go towards the whole bereavement, like I need a week or two off.
But I think they...
Go ahead, no, you first.
I think that it was important that he made the point that I live alone with just my dog. Because I think he's saying,
true.
Look, we've got a routine. He's my best buddy.
Jared said.
It's my human.
Jared said.
Jared said
right.
That.
So Chris, if we're just making up names. Well, Jared's name's real. Chris, we're making up.
Yeah.
But okay. Chris, I think those are just the facts. That he's lived alone with his dog. I don't think he came and said, but he's going to have a funeral. Are you showing up at your friend's dog's funeral?
Yeah, I'd go.
I probably would, too.
I'd probably not.
Depending on the dog.
Not, to be honest. I don't know. I mean, if I'm free that day, sure.
Twin, yes, you would.
I'm not taking off work for it.
Twin. No, it has a lot more to do with the dog than the person for me.
Yeah.
If the dog was cool.
It really does. Right?
But why? Okay, why? Chris, listen to me. Why do we feel the need for everything to be a giant production? You've got to tell everybody everything on social media. You've got to go to your boss and go, what's our bereavement policy? I lost my... Shut up, you're sick. You're just sick.
You know, I mean, Jared, you could have played that card. Yeah, I'm just sick, man.
Jared, I'm dying. I can't come to work today. Why? What's wrong with you? I can't get out of bed. Why? None of your business. I'm sick.
The Jeff
Buchanan Show. I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
We've all seen those shows. We've heard those stories about a criminal, master criminal. They pulled off the perfect crime.
Yeah.
And then they messed up because they did something stupid. You know what I mean?
They told their best friend, and their best friend ratted them out.
Or they ran a stop sign.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, whatever. Suspected drug dealer on Staten Island got caught because he got on a bus and decided not to pay.
Why would you do that?
About 2 o'clock in the afternoon, about a week and a half ago, it would normally be just a ticket. No big deal, right?
Yeah.
An NYPD bus enforcement unit joined in. The cops joined in.
Sure.
You know? Because apparently this guy was giving him a hard time about giving him a ticket. Just
take the ticket.
Right? How many times do we say for a lot of things, just shut up?
Yeah. And just what's a bus fare? Like a couple bucks?
Right. The whole deal is sideways.
Oh, my God.
So when the cops swarm in, the bus cops, they found 52 bags of drugs on him. 40 of the baggies had blow, a little schneef in them. The other 12 had the hair on.
Oh, my God. This guy's an idiot. I'm sorry to say that, but he is.
40 years old, not his first rodeo. Ugh. Like, didn't you think, okay, young kid, idiot, you know, whatever? No.
Totally.
40 years old, not his first rodeo. He just did 5 years for drugs and weapons charges.
Send him back.
And got paroled in February. Well, your wish, our command. Fresh charges now. Criminal possession for controlled substance, criminal possession with intent to sell, and theft of services, because you got to pay your bus fare.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Something to keep in mind today, no matter how the events of yesterday may have affected your world.
Sure.
28% don't care about the results. They're just glad it's over.
Yeah.
And I know for some people that's hard to believe. How could you not care? Well, a separate poll done just before Election Day, and I found this to be fascinating. And again, just something to keep in mind. A separate poll done just before Election Day asked how people would feel if their candidate lost. 31%, a full third of people that they talked to, would be devastated. 40% said disappointed. Mm-hmm. So that's 70% of people.
Sure.
That were invested in yesterday. Mm-hmm. They don't feel so good today. So if you are on the side that won, maybe don't be a jerk about it.
Yeah. No one likes a gloater, baby.
And also know that if you're on the side that didn't win, just know that you may feel a certain sort of way, and that might affect how you roll today.
Yeah. You know,
so just try and
listen, at the end of the day, everyone just needs to be nice to each other.
Yeah, we'll be
good. No matter what it is. Just be cool, dude.
Oh, yeah, listen, on the one side, you made it through 2016 to 2020. You were fine. You're fine. You're good. You're still here, right? You woke up today, sun shining. It's going to be cold. It's going to be cold and freaking windy, but listen.
The sun is shining, and it's very windy, so grab a jacket.
No, you're miserable, but on a variety.
You've got windburn, but you're fine.
Physically, emotionally miserable, but...
But other than that,
the sun came up.
This took a turn.
The sun did come up. And on the flip, even if it hadn't gone your way, the last 4 years, you're still here.
Yeah.
You're still standing. So everybody's be cool. Try to have a nice day. Mm-hmm. I love it. At my house yesterday, it was a funny dance how it all went down. Cause right about, I don't know, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was already over it.
Sure.
Like it hadn't gotten the intensity. Hadn't kicked up in me yet.
Uh-huh.
So I was just tired of hearing about it.
Right.
In the afternoon. And luckily I didn't have anything to do yesterday afternoon. So like the dark night was on. And I very rarely see the beginnings of movies. Because I don't go search movies out very often. I just, that's on TV.
Yeah, same.
So to see the beginning of a movie sometimes really cool. Dark Knight was on. I was like, kick ass. Where they go in and the Joker robs the bank.
One of the best openings in the movie ever.
So intense.
Thank you, my
brother. One of the best of all time.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for understanding me. So, but my wife disappeared. And I was like, what are you doing? She finally came back out in the living room. I go, what are you doing? She's like, watching the news. And I'm like, but they're not even, you know? And she's like, well, you know, there's problems with machines in Georgia and there's this and that. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, come on.
Yeah.
You can watch, but it was funny. And then later on about 5 or 6, when things are they really are ramping up, but nothing's getting decided yet.
Sure.
I kind of wanted to watch hockey.
Good for you.
There was no sport, but there's no sports yesterday. There was really nothing.
No, there was hockey. I wanted to watch hockey.
They did. Like, the NHL played?
The NHL played yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to watch hockey.
Got you.
And honestly, it's the dumbest thing, but this is what happens when you become a hockey fan. You know this, Golden Knights fans. You know this happens. And some of you who are complete nerds like I am are like, ooh, Arturi Lehkonen and Val Nichushkin might play for Colorado tonight. I've got to watch.
They're counting on
nerd.
Me.
Nerd. Nerd. So.
Yeah. I get it.
So it was just a funny little dance that our house is. So then I disappeared for an hour.
Good. Good for you.
My wife is like, where did you go? Are you hungry?
You're like, I'm doing my own thing. Hockey.
So, all right. Yeah. Just for a minute.
Yeah.
So now today, mm-hmm. Everybody can relax. It's over.
It's done.
Start moving forward. Speaking of moving forward, Michelle Duong of Cadence, a 2-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, Daniel Tosh tickets for you. We'll give you a chance to call in and play. Give us a second to get our game together and get ready for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Coming up next on 98.5 KLUC, this is the Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
A moment ago, I had a little slip of the tongue, said Michelle's hometown throwdown, although for the last 2 days, would we not agree she's been somewhat dominant?
Kind of is.
It really has been. Mm-hmm. It has been Michelle's hometown
throwdown. Yes, it is. I'll share it with you.
Our two-time champion is Michelle Duong of Cadence. Who is our challenger, Adrian?
We have Cassie Salzgiver representing the East Side.
East Side! Back in the building. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
Did you have us muted?
I did.
Yeah. No, we could tell.
I did.
We could tell because it was really quiet and then it was really not. Yeah, we got you. Like, what part of the East Side?
I'm right by the airport.
Yeah, I got
nice.
You. Yeah, that. I guess that does qualify as East Side.
East Side of the Strip.
By the airport. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure. Oh, it's fascinating to me. It's the one thing I love about this game is, okay, what part of town and what really is that? Because we've grown now. Used to just be, you used to go, I live in, where do you live? Las Vegas. And it was just whatever.
Totally.
Now we've got, we have layers.
Yeah, you can be specific.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, there it is.
All right, first 1 to 3 wins the game. Make sure you buzz in with your name and wait until we call your name back before you answer, because you may think that you got in first, but you, which happens quite frequently, that a lot of people are, I got in first. And it was like, no, not even close.
All right.
Your quiz master is the one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
He may now be behind bars, but this music mogul known for making the band was able to vote and celebrated his birthday in jail.
Wait, who was that? Was that Michelle? Sounded like Michelle. Yeah. Was it Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it P. Diddy?
Was it P. Diddy? Of course it was P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he hasn't been convicted of anything.
No.
So, yeah, you can vote. And then you said what? He got to celebrate.
And celebrated his birthday.
How?
His kids made him a little video that they were able to send to him. And it was nice. Like, they're saying that there was a celebration made for him.
Sure.
Because it was his birthday.
Maybe a little cake.
Yeah. Yeah, his kids sent him something.
Not like what he's used to.
No way.
No baby oil.
I was going to say.
No
white parties.
No baby oil. All right, one zip for the champ.
The song Tipsy is back at number one for the 16th non-consecutive week. Who is the singer?
You better get this. 2, 1.
Next contestant, please.
Oh, sorry you couldn't hear that, but I already buzzed you. The answer is Shaboozey.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Did you say Casey and not Cassie?
Yeah, my name is Casey.
Bad.
Oh, sorry, Casey.
Apologize.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm used to it. It's okay.
I thought I misspelled on the board. I didn't know on air I incorrectly said
it. Is it spelled like Cassie, but it's pronounced Casey?
No, it's C-A-S-E-Y. It's just...
Damn, Adrian.
Take the L.
Take the
L. Put a little buzzer for me. Sorry, Casey.
You're fine. It happens. You know what? It's just it's one of those things that comes up in the trade. Every once in a while, swing and a miss. It's fine. Well, Casey, we apologize. In fact, we're going to give you a half a point.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It's the first time ever.
So,
it's the first.
Michelle has one. I have one. Casey has half a point. But we're not sure it really counts. Here's your next question.
The Queen of Christmas has finally released her 2024.
Michelle.
Casey. It's Mariah Carey.
Is it Mariah Carey? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Champion has won. Dirty Mouth Casey has a half. By the way, we're taking away your half a point.
For being naughty.
We're taking it away for being naughty. I'm not sure if
which
you
I got to respect.
But there were two of us that looked. Two of us looked at each other and went, did I just hear? Mm. So, okay. So now Casey has nothing. And I have one.
This iconic rapper, known for country grammar, celebrated his 50th birthday at
Michelle.
Tau.
Michelle for the win.
Nelly.
Is it Nelly? Yes. Celebrating the big 5-0. And Michelle Duong of Cadence has win number 3.
Good job, girl.
Casey, hang up before you swear again.
Sounds good.
All right, bye.
Bye,
have a
Casey.
Good day. Bye. Thunk. That sound is, that's the sound it makes on our end. Uh-huh. Then they hang up. Thunk.
Goodbye.
That's it. Well, Michelle, here's what's funny. I feel reasonably confident that we can do this. Because actually, you've already won. Hasn't she won all the prizes that we have?
Yes.
Yeah, we can't give her the Wicked tickets. We got to hold on to those. However, I'm checking my email really quick to see if we're approved on this yet. Nick Carter's coming to town.
Awesome.
Do you want to go see him? Yeah, do you want to go see Nick Carter?
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so put her down for some Nick Carter tickets that we don't have yet. But I know they're coming. All right?
Copy.
One way or another, I'll find a way to get us in trouble today.
Yeah, good.
With Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We're just talking about how nice it is to not have all the political commercials and all that other kind of, you know, no matter how you feel about how it all went down yesterday, it's just,
My phone hasn't rang one time today, and I'm so pleased.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no, and it was, yesterday was tense.
Yeah.
It was tense. You were saying how tense it was at your
it
house.
It was so tense. Well, because listen, I had my mother-in-law, God bless her, I love her. We brought home dinner for her. She wouldn't even eat dinner. She was so stressed. She had it on high volume because she can't hear that well. And we just had to suffer a merit. At one point, I was like, I'm watching the Martha Stewart documentary and I'm leaving. And you know what? Good news.
Did you?
I did.
Did you go to another
room?
It
was actually really good.
I was going to ask you. How's Martha Stewart?
Side note, it's really good.
I've got that on my list. Stuff to do. Yeah. Speaking of on our list of stuff to do, the 177-second survey brought to you by the Neon City Festival. Do not forget, just all week long, all week, right? All week. For a Wicked ticket?
Yes.
All week. I didn't even check. I didn't even check to see what we actually had for prizes today. Have I been giving away stuff that we don't have besides the Nick Carter?
No, just the Nick Carter.
All right, good.
Everything else are good.
I low-key love that about Chet. He's like, I don't know, just give it away.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, listen.
It's all right.
Details, who cares?
It's funny if they would just let... I'm not trying to flex. I swear to you, I'm not trying to flex. But Nick and I have become friends over the last couple of years.
Yeah, because he comes by Toy Drive.
He came by Toy Drive. We also, we met... at a childhood cancer thing.
Mm.
And it was like, hey, man, if you ever need anything, give me a shout. Yeah, same.
Love that.
You know, that kind of thing. His wife is lovely. And, you know, the kid's great. Mm-hmm. If they would just let he and I figure stuff out, we'd be fine.
Yeah.
But we have Nick Carter tickets coming later, soon. Not now, though. Wicked tickets for you, 4 of them, for our advanced screening. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday, right before it opens.
Nice.
Right? This Thanksgiving, everyone deserves a chance to fly. Universal Pictures proudly presents the magical event of the year, Wicked.
Let's go.
Rated PG in theaters November 22nd. So we have those for you on the 177-second survey coming up in just moments.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Meanwhile, you may be going, that's sweet. But I'll happily just take the cash instead. Luckily, we just happen to have some cash that we want to give to you. Listen to this.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, y'all, 29 days, we're into the 20s now. 29 days until Toy Drive.
Right. I mean, literally, that's crazy to me.
I've reached the point where now I hate it. It's not that. It's just that I know soon I will not be in my house.
Yeah.
With my wife, with my cats, with the other...
The heat.
That part I don't worry so much. That part I... But it's just like, it's a big beast, man. 42 trucks, 7,774 bikes, $802,389 in cash and gift cards. And we got 12 days to do it. And it begins 29 days from now. So this is that stage. So I go through a stage now where I'm like, oh, man. You know?
Yeah.
Where it's a little in the... Right around Thanksgiving, I get mad.
Do you?
I get determined.
Yeah. Mad's, I'm sure. This is a huge deal,
mad's
dude.
Mad's not the word. It's like, and by after Thanksgiving, then it's like, okay, let's go.
You're focused.
Here's what we need right now. I can't tell you. Who's on the phone right now, Adrian?
Katrina Ramos from Enterprise.
All right. You know what happens with Toy Drive right now, Katrina? Have you ever been to Toy Drive? Have you been to Toy Drive before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, sweet. So then, you know what happens to me a lot is people, I'll meet them like guys that I met, our new mutual friends that we won't mention right now.
That's right.
I'm not trying to embarrass anybody.
Sure.
But they go, oh man, hey, Jeff Buchanan, hey, cool. Hey, you still doing that bike thing?
Yeah.
Hey, you still doing the bike thing? And the answer is yes. We think, and I mean, and those are big numbers, 42 trucks. And
a 1,000,000%.
77, 74, and over 800,000. I'm telling you, we're just scratching the surface. So right now we are in spread the tingle mode. Tell everybody you know about Toy Drive.
Yes.
Because it starts in 20. You believe it? 29 days, Katrina.
That's crazy.
I know, right? So
end of the year.
I know you don't care about that. I know you want your Wicked tickets. So let's get... Wait, that's the wrong thing. We're not playing Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We're doing the 177 second survey. What are we doing over here? Are you in a relationship?
No.
Good for you.
Are you?
I live vicariously through all my friends.
Are you? Have you dated recently?
No.
All right. Well, fine. Let me ask Michaela. What is your preferred way? Apparently, our preferred method of holding hands is changing.
Okay.
Now. How do you and Lisa hold hands?
We interlock our fingers.
Right. They asked people this. 30% say they prefer holding hands with interlocked fingers. Amy and I do not do it that way. We like have this little like cupped hands.
Like palm to palm.
Kind of. It's almost more primarily fingers.
I just want to let you know that everyone in the studio right now is either clasping their hands or interlocking their fingers. It's
same, you and Jacoby. I didn't want to get too much in your business because I don't know.
We interlock.
Okay, yeah.
You're interlocked. So you interlock fingers.
Yes.
Like that.
Oh, yes.
I'm showing them.
Yeah. I hope everyone in their car is also doing this. Everyone's holding hands.
Actually,
I hope
they're not.
Actually, no. Oh, God,
I'd rather that you had your hands on the wheel.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Holding hands with interlocked fingers is much more popular among younger people than older. 38% of Gen Z like that method compared to just 17% of boomers. You know why? Because the boomers are bony witch fingers. You know what I mean? You know, if you try to interlock your fingers, it's like somebody's going to get injured. It's bad. Let me ask you this. A Vancouver, Canada couple, Katrina, is suing an Irish nanny for quitting without notice. David and Gloria are seeking damages for impacting their ability to earn income and punitive damages. She didn't even say goodbye to the children.
Oh.
They sound fun.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why she left. She agreed to work from September 14th until December, but quit abruptly after taking a sick day. The parents say that Murphy displayed blatant disregard for the emotional interests of the children. They're suing her.
Wow.
Do they have a case?
Well, I mean, if they drew up a contract,
then yeah, they would have a case. But if this is like just face to face, like, oh, you're going to be staying from this to time.
She agreed. At some point, she agreed, like a verbal contract even.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would they know September 14th to December? September 14th obviously was her first day.
Sure. I don't know.
I think there's something to it.
I mean, listen, I think the emotional well-being is really important of the kids, but also if they were little brats.
Yeah, if they're brats,
bye,
it sounds like the
don't
parents
care anyway.
Are, I think the parents are aren't fun either.
Yeah, so, I think she's all right. It's not like it had been years where they were like family and she was like, bye.
Well, if you can't quit a job.
What's the point of getting one? Just kidding. Just felt like saying that.
Something you want to tell me?
No.
Hey, Katrina, I think Michaela just quit. Not sure what's going on over here.
No, I didn't.
I don't know.
You think there's something to it?
You can sue, but should you?
I know.
I mean, weird. I get it. It puts you in a bind or whatever. Get another nanny.
Yeah.
Maybe treat them a little better.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe your kids shouldn't be little monsters.
Yeah.
And I can't believe we took up your entire 177-second survey talking about old people bony fingers. I can't believe.
I thought you were going to say something else.
So listen, we'll see you at Wicked. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Maybe, find yourself a new friend that you can hold hands with. Or not. Honestly, or not. Yeah.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey, once again, we made it through. Don't say anything you regret this morning on either side.
I just put the phone down, baby girl.
And for the love of God, don't put it on social media where it lives forever.
Again, I just say I'm a very emotional person. I've learned my lesson a few times about not taking to the Instagram when I'm feeling high in emotion.
And believing you must be heard. Everyone cares about what you think. That's right.
Don't get yourself blocked.
You got to get a radio show for that. I got to be. No, just kidding.
We've been on our best behavior today.
I'm one of those people. I don't care who you voted for. I do, but it's none of my business.
Yeah.
Just the same as that's why they, in theory, they have you in there and nobody's supposed to be looking.
Sure.
That's why they got it where you can go in there and vote in, where nobody's looking over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're all going to be okay. And it's just one of my favorite things in a last minute poll for Election Day. 28% of Americans said they didn't even care. They just wanted it to be over.
Yeah, well, listen, the anxiety was really high yesterday. We've said it multiple times. I think people were just ready to not have a panic attack.
The Matthew McConaughey meme where they're sucking down a dart. He's sucking on a dart with his eyes bugged out.
Yeah.
And we did all feel that way yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
It was funny. There was, and if nothing else, just the drama of it all.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we? And the memes were funny. Divorce court.
SD, oh, yeah.
All that. And the other thing that really hit home for me, another poll done just before Election Day asked how people would feel if their candidate lost. And we've all been on that side because it swung. But it just, this one seemed a little extra emotional. 31% said they'd be devastated if their candidate lost on either side. They
of
weren't
course.
A non-party. They were just asking.
Sure.
40% said at the very least they'd be disappointed. So just remember, there's some people who are, where their feelings are hurt today.
Yeah.
And honestly, well, good. They fit. No, don't
yeah,
be.
Yeah, don't be a gloater, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
take the L, take the W, and like, just remember, everyone's very emotionally invested. It's like you said it the best, honestly, earlier. You're talking about someone's like dad, sister, grandma, mom. When you're putting someone down, like no one wants to hear that.
That's the part that I haven't liked about this in a while.
Yeah.
Where now we've thought it was okay to just insult people and go, if you don't agree with me, you're blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yikes, really? And honestly, you know who that's not a good look for is you.
Yeah.
Because there's people in my world that are doing that today on both sides.
For sure.
On both sides.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, just know the next 4 years are going to be real uncomfortable for you, and I'm going to tell you what I think. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, get off your pedestal,
yeah,
babe.
Are you really that cool? I didn't know. And then well, if you voted for them, just unfriend me. No, I don't want to, because I like you.
Yeah, I want to be your friend.
So, with that being said... and we don't think the world's all rainbows and puppy dogs. We get it. But we also want this to be a place where you can get away from all that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, with that in mind, instead of doing some big, heavy relationship rehab today, we had such a blast the other day with the cheating, not cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Scenarios. And I've got a bunch of them that aren't necessarily full relationship rehabs. It was more like concepts that people were going, hey, this happened to me. You're like a one-line email. My boyfriend is sending a coworker flirty emojis, but he says it's all just in fun. Cheating, no cheating.
Cheating.
Adrian, cheating, no cheating.
Not cheating.
Adrian.
And what are flirty emojis? So like the wink?
Maybe heart eyes, winky.
So hold on, Michaela, hold on. So if someone sends a heart, just the heart, that's...
Eggplant?
Cheating. Eggplant?
Peach. Yeah, eggplant's cheating. Peach is...
That little purple devil face?
Yeah,
let me tell you something. If Lisa's sending anyone a purple devil face, I literally...
Purple devil face, cheating, not cheating.
Not cheating.
So you don't think of any emojis. It doesn't.
You know what?
The demon
will cross over.
What do you think?
If it's not cheating, it's real close. You know, like emotional cheating.
Yeah.
But also, there's context.
But you're flirting.
This is why this is fun. They start texting after hours and they're keeping it secret. Cheating, not cheating.
Cheating.
Adrian?
Cheating.
Come and play. 702-364-9898. We'll grab a bunch of you.
Now I'm getting fired up.
I know.
I'm texting Lisa to make sure she's behaving.
Oh, yeah. That's always great. Yeah, make a preemptive strike.
Yeah, let me make a little fight in my head. Let's go home with it.
Why don't you go ahead and wake up? Wake up from a dream and be mad at them for your stupid dream. I had a dream that you got back together with your ex. I'm so mad at you right now.
We're fighting.
Oh, my God. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not going to lie. There may not be a more perfect person for this. For a relationship rehab, little exhibition round of cheating or no cheating.
Love it.
Ser infiel or no.
Oh.
That's Spanish, kids. I took 4 years in high school.
Dang, Chet.
And then the fourth year, we had an exchange student from La Paz, Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so the idea was that we'd all have conversations. And so that he would learn more English. And all we did was teach each other how to swear.
That's every class in language.
That's all we did.
Just know the bad words.
And then, honestly, I don't know what we did the rest of the time. Because there was no internet.
Yeah.
Anything like that. So what did we do for the rest of the hour?
Just had to look at each other.
Sit there and stare.
Be present.
Yeah, act like we were working when the teacher came in because we were in a separate room.
Yeah.
Everything. So, Brit Chick Vic.
Hi.
I know.
Love her.
Bonjour, ça va?
Bonjour.
Bonjour, baby.
Mon chéri. That's all I know.
Oh, mon Dieu. Oh, mon Dieu. Nope. Good morning, love.
Nope, I'm out. How do you say I'm out in French? Because I don't know.
Bye.
I don't know.
We have a surprise for you, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not yet. I'll tell you at the end. So, okay. Cheating or no cheating? They talk about meeting up alone outside of work. Cheating, no cheating. Michaela.
Cheating.
Richick Vic.
Cheating.
Adrian.
Not cheating.
God.
But it's real close, isn't it?
It's close.
It's real close. Once they do meet up outside of work, you two are already out because you're already on the cheating train.
Fair.
Once they do meet up outside of work, if it's not about work.
Cheating.
Not cheating.
Yeah, you're still no?
You can be friends. If we go out to eat right now, go to Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch, and we just talk about sports the whole time. Obviously, I don't think they're going to be talking about sports the whole time, but they can have a relationship.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
What, friends?
Man, I think it's all how you present that, though.
Yeah.
And how you dress. And how you dress for the after thing. After work thing and how you dress, too.
For sure. And what you talk about.
Wow. My eyes just bugged out of my head.
They really did.
You're right.
She's
how
so right.
How you dress. Mm-hmm. Do you care? Yeah, like if you're putting effort in and you're showering and whatnot.
You're looking cute.
Adrienne, don't be in denial.
If my partner's fly, they're always going to be fly. Can I go with that? Right? No.
Wait, who's your, which one?
I'm just saying, like, the if you're in a relationship with someone who's attractive, I'm assuming they're always going to be attractive, right? No matter if they're with me or not.
Right. But if it looks like a duck and smells like a duck and walks like a duck,
I hear you.
You know what I mean? Then it's a date. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
If you,
I see that side.
No, Vicky is the one who swung me on this. Mm-hmm. Because if you're dressing up to meet your buddy, isn't that kind of a date?
Yes.
My thing, though, is if your wife goes out with her friends, she's going to get ready as well. So it's like, it's not a change in, it's not,
not
a different.
Not with the work buddy from.
And opposite sex.
Right?
I hear you. Like, no, we're getting closer to the line, but
yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes. No, Vic was the one who swung me on that. She buys a coffee for a male friend occasionally. Just him, not everybody else. Just him. Like, she's going by Starbucks, and she's like, no, I'll get something for... That's not cheating. Vicky, that's not cheating, is it?
It's not cheating, because not everyone likes coffee or tea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not cheating.
Your arms are sore. Fully crossed, though. You are sitting
Listen,
in
judgment.
Listen,
I'm Italian. I'm such a little brat. But no, it's not cheating.
But man,
but what kind of coffee?
But you want it to be. Yeah, you wanted it. I'm not kidding. Michaela's ready to burn the whole building down. She
you know why?
Care.
Because when I was 16, I read this paragraph in Cosmopolitan that if you want to turn somebody on, you get them something sweet. And it's all I can think about when people bring something sweet, because you want them over. To think sweet of you.
This bit's over. Victoria, what we have for you, and we didn't even realize it, Adrienne just whispered, if your producer whispers in your ear that you have Daniel Tosh tickets for your friend Victoria, who's on the phone, is that cheating or not cheating?
No, that's not cheating. That's my best friend and best friends forever.
It was very seductive, though. I want
yes,
you to know.
Yes, it was.
So Adrienne was like, we have Daniel Tosh tickets. Ooh. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, we do. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Thank you to our friends at Live Nation. And thank you for taking a shot with us and saying, yeah, I'll call in, even
Absolutely.
Though there's no prizes. Except there are.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, guys. I love you so much.
We love you so much. At the very least, we'll see you at Toy Drive with Superheroes for Sully.
Oh, yeah, I'm in charge of something there. I think I've already told you it.
I get it.
I'm in charge of something.
I get it.
Lucky, okay, that's how I feel too.
No, she's like Kristen's right hand.
Love.
And so yeah, there's a lot going on. What did I say? I didn't realize I was speaking to a group and they were like, didn't Superheroes for Sully bring a lot of, but like 1,000 bikes? I went, it's more than that. But I don't. Hang on, maybe Vic knows. Vicky, how many bikes was it last year? Do you remember?
I think it was over 3,700, I think.
It was some crazy number like that. Yeah, and there's no indication it's going to be less than that this year, is it?
No, because they're already coming in like 10 a day.
I love it.
Wow.
Hang on a second. Yeah, I mean, so literally, I'm just going to say this out. We never talk about goals. We always talk about one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards. So in this case, that would be 42 trucks, 7,775 bikes, $802,390, which, by the way, I love round numbers. Mm-hmm. My OCD loves round numbers. Mm-hmm. But one day before I stop doing this, which it'll come, they'll kick me out eventually. Now, who knows what they'll be next year, 10 years, whatever. But I would love to see 10,000 bikes and $1 million.
Please? Oh my God, yeah.
And I think if we just spread the word a little, find the right people, that may happen. And if everybody just, honestly, if everybody who's listening right now would just bring one, well, we'd have 14 bikes and we'd have $53.
Shut up, Jay.
But I'm just saying, like, toy drive in 29 days with the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The getting coffee for a male friend at work thing sparked a lot of folks.
Did it?
Relationship rehab a minute ago. We just played Cheating, No Cheating, which is... This we've got to do this at least once a month.
Uh-huh.
We got to just put them together and just do. So, she buys coffee for a male friend occasionally. Cheating? No, just being nice. Jennifer says, office crush.
Uh huh.
But if I was getting one, I'd get you one.
Yeah, but there's only three of us in here. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's an office and you're only getting one coffee for one person.
Yeah. Who is that person? So there's a lot of context we don't know.
Yeah.
Which is how it happens a lot of times with these things. And I am also not a believer in absolutes. You can't be wishy-washy because that makes for a sucky radio show.
Sure.
But I'm also a believer that not everything, you know. It's not, do you believe if this, then that?
No, listen, I'm pretty black and white usually, but there's gray area. I try to keep it black and white on air. But there's no real gray area.
Because you start asking questions.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, we're spiraling.
It's my favorite thing when somebody goes, oh yeah, but what if blah, blah, blah. And I go, yeah, what if there's a earthquake?
Yeah.
You know, what if a meteor hits?
Mm-hmm.
Or just insert ridiculous thing that probably won't happen.
Sure.
Here.
Yeah, I try to just take things at face value.
Yeah.
With this stuff.
Yeah. So, yes, is there more? Here's the other thing, though. If there's enough that you've become aware of it.
Well, maybe.
Adrian's always sitting in judgment.
He looks at me. I'm just observing everything. I just think so. Can I go behind the scenes?
You know what though? Your handsome face gives you away. Your movie star good look.
I know that little dimple gets you.
My wife said it the other day. She goes, "Adrian looks like he would be a 1930s matinee idol."
It's because of his dimple
and the dark hair. Honestly, and the dark hair and the dark eyes.
Yeah,
he's very
glorious,
good looking,
luxurious,
very handsome,
stunning.
But he looks at me, and I'm ever so slightly intimidated. A, by his beauty. B, because he looks. I don't even think you know you do it, because we all have looks that we don't know that we give.
Yeah.
Like I know that I have horrible RBF because I get it from my mother. And then, you have judgment face. You'll look at me like, you are so full of it.
I'm always observing.
Oh, me too.
But I don't think I'm full of it. I was very interested in Michaela's answer because yesterday I gave Michaela her favorite candy, which I bought her because I happened to be in the candy aisle at the grocery store. And I was like, Michaela likes this candy. I think it's disgusting. This would be funny.
That was different. Mm-hmm. Because Michaela brought Red Vine.
Adrian, are you in love with me? I'm just kidding. Just admit it, Adrian.
No. Okay, well, you know what?
I'm just kidding.
Then great, we'll just go straight to the punchline. Stop hitting on our co-host.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Can I tell you, everybody's, in the fallout of the election, and everything, you know, for the next few days, it'll be interesting to see how everything goes down.
Surely.
It'll be good. It'll be fine. Can I tell you one thing that will never, ever go away? One dispute, one argument, one disagreement that will never, ever end? The Goonies house in Astoria, Oregon. Okay, they're weird in the Northwest anyway, and I can say that. Washington, Oregon, parts of Idaho. Mm-hmm. I can say this because I grew up there.
Sure.
Okay. They're weird. All right. I think it's the 9 months where you never see the sun.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of different reasons. But the movie Goonies.
Yeah. You know what? I never saw it. I know everyone's like, how could you?
Yeah,
I
did it. Yeah. It's rite of passage. Mm-hmm. Just as American.
Sure.
You probably should. So the actual house, and they did a lot of filming in Astoria, Oregon, which is where the Columbia River meets the Pacific Ocean. It's absolutely gorgeous. Okay.
Nice.
It's great. And this house is a popular tourist attraction. However, for years, if I had a nickel for every time I've done some version of this story, I would have 5, 10, 15, 20, probably like 30 cents. Because this comes up every few years. A guy named Bayman Zakari bought the house 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. $1.65 million. I think it's a couple blocks off the beach. I've never actually been. At one point, a neighbor had gotten them to block off the street. Mm-hmm. Like it was a thing. Like people are, you're not allowed here. This guy who just bought the house 2 years ago, he loves the movie. He loves that people want to come and take pictures in front of his house. There's a character named Chunk that does it. Google Chunk Truffle Shuffle. That's a big part of it. And he's out there in front of, hey, you guys. Oh, wait, that comes up here in a minute. So he loves people coming to look, right?
Uh-huh.
There's somebody.
Oh, my God.
Okay? You found the.
I just saw it.
But a neighbor, two houses down, and I think this is the same person that keeps making trouble. Put a sign up that says, Goonies not welcome. So then this Zakari guy, who owns the Goonies house, put up his own sign that says, hey, you guys! That's from the movie.
I love it.
Goonies welcome. A friend of his bought the house between the Goonies house and the angry neighbor. And put a sign up at his house that just says, ignore Karen. Which, listen.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I find the Karen reference to be dated. Uh-huh. But in this case, okay.
It's all right.
Okay. Dude says, why would you want to live in this neighborhood knowing for the last 38 years, one of the greatest iconic movies of all time was filmed in that house, and you choose.
Yeah, dude.
To live two houses down. Why not move out? Well, by the same token, they probably live in a really cool old house too.
Sure.
And like I said, I think they're not far from the beach.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous and all that. So why should they have to be bothered? But also at the same time.
Yeah, but now you're moving into. It's iconic. Apparently.
Yeah, I want to know how long they've been in their house and putting up with this. You know what I mean? And knowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting to me. Very, very. Well, maybe we should take a trip and go investigate.
Let's do it.
At the very least, you need to go see the movie.
Okay, well.
Or not go see, but like.
Well, listen, this little chunk is privacy. So cute, though, on this.
Oh, the truffle shuffle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. If you like that, you'll love the whole thing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Totally, well, semi-related question for you before we get into the actual question.
Okay.
You're an iPhone person, right?
Yes.
I'm an Android person, so this is why I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
What iPhone do you have?
The 14.
Okay, this is what I thought. So, and then is the 14, is that the newest?
No, the newest is like 16 Pro.
Copy that. So Blair is asking, how do we feel about refurbished gifts for Christmas? My son, says Blair, and I don't know how old he is, and to me this makes a difference too.
Okay.
My son has an iPhone 8, and as you might imagine, womp womp, it's had enough.
Sure.
And they plan for that. You know what I mean? They make those things.
Yeah,
so
it's
iPhone 8, and it's like, I'm 3 years overdue. Please. Yeah. You know, so he's asking for a new iPhone for Christmas. Right now, that's not the cards for Blair. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. They're expensive.
She bought a used iPhone 12 for herself a few years ago, and it works just fine. So that's what she wants to do, is get her kid a used one. She found a used / refurbished iPhone 13 for $360 on Amazon.
Nice.
Oh, is that a good deal?
Yeah.
So you would say yes?
Heck yeah.
As a gift?
Yes, especially for my son. If I'm the mom with an iPhone 12 and my son's getting an iPhone 13, he's lucky he's getting a phone.
For Christmas?
Yeah. Why? What's his face? You don't think he should have one?
No, I think he should have one. I just think here's your not so great Christmas gift. And I get it. I get it. You know what I just flashed back to?
What?
A bike that I got for Christmas that I knew was not new.
Yeah. Oh, it was used and then it got fixed up.
Yeah, cleaned up.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember because I was little. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it might have been my first bike.
Oh my God, that's so cute. And then
a couple of years later I got a 10 speed that was way too big for me.
Yeah.
That I had to do the thing where you take your left foot and put it on the pedal while the pedal's down, and then you have to push
like a skateboard, because it's too tall.
Swing your foot up over, but I couldn't sit on the seat because I still couldn't reach the pedals.
Oh,
okay, so maybe not
baby.
So bad. Maybe not so
it's
bad.
It's not bad.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm telling you, you can't win for losing. There's nothing. It's like coffee. You hear one study one day that goes, coffee's the greatest thing for you. It gets your blood pumping in the morning and it makes you feel great and you love it. And then you got another study that'll go, coffee's going to kill you. This is the same thing. So remember the big trend over the last couple of years has been get those stand up, those little walking treadmill type things.
I got one from my mother-in-law actually.
And that you should have those standing desks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Keep your body moving.
Australian University of Sydney. In Australia, has now found that standing for 2 hours or more daily increases the risk of circulatory disease, like blood clots in the legs, which is why I thought you were supposed to stand in the first place.
Okay, but can I tell you that I've noticed some pretty intense varicose spider veins, and I believe it's because I've been standing for too long, and I may back this up.
If you got a standing, oh God, specifically they're saying, if you purchased a standing desk to offset the negative impact of sitting, the key takeaway, they say, is that standing for too long will not offset an otherwise sedentary lifestyle. That means when you're sitting around on your fat butt, then it will not offset that and could be risky.
Oh my God.
They analyzed over 83,000 adults. That's statistically viable.
Listen, just get some children. Compression socks and call it a day.
I guess. This is brought to you by Chet and Michaela's Compression Socks. Buy them now online, Chet and Michaela CompressionSocks.com. Give us 20 minutes. That website will be up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Have you ever known anybody that basically just lit the whole world on fire when they left a job? I've never. Yes, I do. Do you? Please tell me the story. Because I don't really recall ever knowing anyone that just said, all right, I'm out, and then just destroyed the whole place.
Okay, it was kind of iconic, actually. When I had a residency at a hotel here, we had a dancer, a tap dancer.
Yeah.
And she was taking a lot of BS that she shouldn't have really taken just to keep the gig. And finally, she had enough. Oh my God.
Because I was going to say, well, you got to watch out for those tap dancers. They're all crazy.
She literally finally had enough. She got off stage. She said, I'm done. She threw those tap shoes across the dressing room, grabbed all of her belongings with her costumes, went through the showroom while guests were still there and said, I said, I'm done. Oh my God.
Did she at least retrieve the tap shoes?
You know, she got them back.
Okay,
she got
good, her because I was thinking
we were kind
expensive.
Of behind her, just like picking just up her stuff.
At this point, you're not going to stop her. You're just hoping to contain it ever so slightly. Former Walt Disney World employee is in jail.
Oh God.
They hacked the servers to change menus for the restaurants after they were fired. Now, I thought these were like this, like video screens.
Sure.
Right? No, so they altered prices. added in curse words, changed the allergy information.
At Disney.
It's not on the video screens. There's somebody who worked as a menu production manager. The ones that they actually hand to you, they were in charge of that.
Oh, my God.
So they changed it, and then they printed them.
Listen, that's commitment, though, if you're going to go.
Apparently cost $150,000 in damage because they had to retrieve all the menus, get them back, make sure they didn't go out, all of that kind of stuff. And again, as I mentioned at the top, in jail. I don't know that that's worth it at some point. And I got to think that that's going to look bad on your resume.
Oh, really dude.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This might be the most random The More You Know Before We Go ever.
Let's do it, baby.
Are you ready for this? There's a whole bunch of stuff about the 1800s.
Oh, good.
There are whales that are alive today that have been alive since before the book Moby Dick was written. In 1851.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait, whales are still alive.
Yes.
Since before Moby Dick in 1851. Oh my God, that's insane.
They're called bowhead whales. They're off the coast of Alaska, and they're over 200 years old.
That's so cool. I didn't even know that.
Me neither.
Well, that's actually really cool.
No clue. And did your mind go where my mind went to? And I went, well, sure, because the water's colder. That's why.
No,
that's
what
they live.
I kind of went to dinosaurs.
Colder water preserves them. So, like I know anything about it. Like I have any clue. The most checked out book at the New York Public Library since it opened in 1895 is The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats.
I've never even heard of that book.
Never once before in my life, and I feel like I should have, and now I feel like I should learn something.
Yeah, me too.
Like I should just know a little more. And there's plenty of people going, yeah, that's because you guys are idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. I learned that in fourth grade. Whatever.
Duh.
The opposite side of the world from where you are right now is called the Antipode. A-N-T-I-P-O-D-E. Never heard that before in my life either.
Mm-mm.
For most of the continental U.S., it's somewhere. Where do you think our antipode is? The other side of the world.
Oh,
if you dig deep enough, you end up in
China.
Not accurate. That's not it.
I know.
If you dig a hole straight through, you'll probably end up in, well, you will end up in the Indian Ocean, somewhere between Southern Africa and Australia.
That's wild.
I know.
Did you ever dig in the backyard when you were little and look for lava or at least to try to get to China?
I was worried and I was convinced at one point that it was getting a little warmer.
Yeah, I did there,
that
too.
I was saying, oh, we must be getting close. That's great. It's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Everybody have an amazing day. Follow me on social, please, at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N, or follow us collectively at 985-K-L-U-C. Adrian?
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the latest edition of Unlikely with Machine Gun Kelly, and be sure to check out the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
And international superstar of stage and screen, Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-E-H.
I'm not wrong. No. I'm not wrong.
Yeah, because we're headed to China
on stage
with my...
You've been on screens. You've been in more than one country. Factually accurate, this show. Was that it? Were you done?
That's it, dude.
Sorry, I was defending myself. I guess. I don't know. Hey, look at that. Tomorrow's almost Friday. Wow. Have an amazing day. Well, it's not all, I mean, it's, you know, tomorrow's Thursday, but still, I'm just looking for any positives out of this. Have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.